The bridge spanned a wide river with tree-lined avenues on each side. And in the distance he saw grand buildings, even a big domed church. It was all somehow so familiar. Just ahead he saw a train station dwarfing the buildings that surrounded it, the word Waterloo carved into its stone, and he thought, yes, I know this place too. Feeling as if this Waterloo was important, he followed the crowd up the broad line of steps and straight into the station. Through clouds of steam and billowing smoke, he saw massive engines waiting by the platforms. To his left, kiosks and a cafe, people hurrying in all directions. But one thing caught his attention, as if drawing him closer. A giant clock with four faces suspended high over the station from the curved arch of the roof. Below it was an area where a few dozen people stood, necks craned, looking up at a big board filled with names, times and...